Hello, happy people. You are listening to Aerial Chats on the Mat, a podcast by Carly Page from Happy Studio. Join me as we share all things aerial arts. Whether it's a hobby, an addiction, or a career, we've got you covered. These are those conversations that happen when you get out of the air and down on the mat. We will delve into your challenges, training, performing, tips, and tricks. So pull up a mat, settle into a stretch, and let's get chatting. Hello, happy people. Today we are going to be chatting around the topic of, am I too old to do aerial? So I often, when I chat to people and let them know what I do, what I teach, what I play with, I often hear comments like, when I was younger, I dreamed of flying on the trapeze or running away and joining the circus. But there's no way that I could do it now. And I have to say, why not? Age is just a number. It's just a number to recognize the distance since your birth certificate was created. If you have a body, you can use it however you please. I started aerial at 30, 31. And sometimes I wish that I had started it sooner or found it sooner. But really, it came along at the perfect time for me. I got so much benefit from it, having found it after having babies, having it motivate me to get strong, get my core back in shape, feel nice and supported, and to have a challenge outside of family, outside of career, something that was just personal, a personal challenge. So when we get new inquiries into the studio, unless it's a child, I don't look at age. It actually means nothing to me. I look at ages for the kids because we do find that by grouping them into certain age brackets, we can cater to their developmental needs in terms of how they're wanting to play with skills, how they're wanting to grow, how they're wanting to challenge themselves. So we find that works well for kids. But once you hit late teens or adulthood, then age is really no longer a factor. I actually think that coming into aerial arts as an adult can give you a lot more appreciation for the benefits that it can bring you. The things like how you can find trust in your body, how we can challenge the edges of our own strength, how we can discover our ability to handle new types of pressure, how we can explore different ways of moving our body and expressing our individual creativity. I do love that kids we are teaching get all of those things wired in from such a young age. I think that what those tools could do for them in their life and having that ingrained at a young age is a pretty amazing thing. Like, I'm happy my kids have found and experienced this. Some of them are still doing it. Some of them have chosen to just step in and out and play with it when they feel like. But I love that the kids have the tools to take with them through life. But that doesn't mean that we can't get to experience and use those tools from now onwards as adults. There is no limit. I have taught 3-year-olds. I've taught 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, and 60-year-olds. And if you are 70, 80, 90, or 100, and you would like to learn, please come into my classes. You are more than welcome. So, and there's probably a couple of other perspectives to look at in this as well. So you might be somebody that did aerial when you were younger. So this might be something that you have had in your body and you want to come back into it, but think, no, I'm too old to do this now. And I think, well, firstly, no, you're not too old. But secondly, maybe it's to come in with fresh eyes and go, here is where my body is at now at this age, and I'm going to treat this as a new skill. I do often remind people that have had a big break from aerial as in years, to be kind to themselves because they might have a memory of how to do a skill, but they may not have the strength in their body just yet. It may be something that they need to work back towards. So revisiting or relearning these skills, treat it as a relearning, a new learning, rather than having to be the same as what you were when you were younger. You are different. You have grown, you have expanded, you have a new awareness because of your life experiences now. So bringing that into your aerial practice, it's going to make it a new experience for you. So treat it as a new experience with open eyes and open heart. And maybe even with no expectation of what it would be. That's a pretty cool topic to explore. That's a pretty cool thought to explore. And then if I turn my thoughts then to, there's probably another case where people say, I'm too old for aerial, and maybe that you've been doing it for a long time. You might be feeling the impact on your body because are you still going as hard at this practice as you did when, say, you had the energy of being an 18-year-old? You know, we know that our energies are different at different points in our lives. So, does your aerial practice need a reframe? Does your approach to aerial need a reframe? Is it time to explore more fluid movement on the apparatus as compared to more dynamic, jolty drops that may not make your joints feel amazing? Do you need to, explore having strength in different areas because your body needs more support? Did you always do one side? Are you feeling the imbalance in your body because it's all been one-sided? Does your practice need to now involve doing movements on both sides of your body and building up that strength to be more in balance throughout your whole body? So, do you just need to work with different explorations through your creativity? Is it about tuning into what you want to express more rather than just achieving that next skill, next skill, next skill, next skill? Everybody is different and everyone's going to feel it differently, but a lot of it's just going to come down to our mindset. So shifting that mindset of I'm too old to do this and reframing it as what would I like to do now? How could I practice this now? Can I practice this movement now with appreciation for where my body is at today? Let's change our thinking from I can't do that because I'm too old to what I would like to try now is. Perhaps now is the perfect time to step towards those dreams, those thoughts I had when I was younger. Perhaps now is the time to find your happy place in the air. That's it for today, happy peeps. Stay happy. If you love this episode, then please head over and subscribe. We will have new episodes for you every fortnight, and you will not want to miss out on any of this aerial goodness. You can find all of the details for today's episode at www.hapy.com.au/podcast. And now is the time for you to share this podcast with all of your aerial buddies before you forget. So jump on over to Instagram, tag at Happy Studio, and remember that's happy with one P, so that you can all have something to chat about next time you're on the mat at aerial. Until then, stay happy.